Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi, my name is John Hamilton, and I just placed an order for the Kitho, and it was rejected, and I checked my information, and it was all correct as far as my credit card went, and I needed to know why I was rejected.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to double check on that for you, sir. May I have a good zip code I could run your name under?
Hang on a second. Repeat the question, please.
Yes, sir. May I have the zip code you used?
Yeah, 92869.
All right, one moment. Do thank you for your patience, sir. It's just going to be one more second. I'm getting all the results here to load for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hamilton, there it goes. All right, Mr. Hamilton. If you don't mind, just for security on what I found, can you also confirm the shipping address used?
Yeah, 3819 East Larkstone Drive. Orange, California, 92869.
Wonderful. And yes, sir, thank you. That did bring up the Kitho Ascend, a wonderful product to help you with a bit of weight loss. I show your name, I show the shipping address, and I show the same address there used for the billing, an email,
yes,
and a phone number. But the weird thing is, I don't show... You're right. There's definitely no charge. Here's the weird thing. I don't show where a payment method stuck to the order. Did it give you any type of error message?
No. It just said the opportunity to get stuff, and there was a green bar there, I think, and I tagged on that, and
mm-hmm.
they submitted my information, and the message came back and said that I was declined.
Weird. Not trying to pry, Mr. Hamilton, at all. Let me ask you this, though. Do you normally order... trial-based products or subscription-based products online often?
No.
Okay. That is one possibility. I have heard now, because we're definitely not going to block a customer from signing up and trying our product. But what I am aware of, it's quite possible, I've learned, if you don't normally sign up for a reoccurring service online and your bank sees that attempt, an unusual attempt to sign up for something as an online purchase, that would be a monthly charge. It's quite possible they are blocking it for you. It's a type of protection, I guess you could
uh-huh.
say. I would reach out to the card, whether it be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, what have you. Reach out to the bank and see, you know, just let them know you're trying to order a trial-based product and see if they're in any way blocking it.
Huh. That would be probably Visa card that I would have to call up. We don't do that. I don't call them very often unless I've got a complaint about a charge that I got.
Of course. Yeah. Wait times are near about unbearable to get through to
yeah.
speak
yeah,
with somebody
well,
on an issue like that.
Yeah, and it's Sunday today.
That too. Well, Mr. Hamilton, I could recommend maybe, again, we would love to have you as a customer, at least just to try the product, see how well it may work for you. I can recommend a few different things, maybe if you haven't already, and if you have a different available card, maybe try to use a different type of card.
I have another credit card here, and it's a Citibank, and it's also a Visa, and it was issued by Costco.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there'd be any problem.
You want to try that one?
Well, here's what I can do. I can wait on the phone while you try on your end, and once you let me know that you've attempted, I can refresh our system to see if it went through or not, but I can't place, you know, your card information here on the order.
Okay, hang on until I refill in all that information, okay?
Yeah, take your time. I'm in no rush. I'm right here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I put in the new information.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton, for letting me know. Give me just a brief moment here. Let me refresh and rerun your name, and let's see what I can find.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, Mr. Hamilton. So when I run your name again, it just brings up the exact same information I just found. Exact same page. I don't show any other attempts. I don't show any other declined attempts or any other payment information. You said you had used a different card?
Pardon me?
You said you had tried with a different card?
Yes. It's a Visa card. It's Citibank. It says business on it. Card number valid through. And then on the back side, it's got the, I don't know what you call that thing, but another three numbers.
Oh, yeah. Security code. I'm just taking all pieces of information from the original, like the email use, the phone number. I've tried your first and last name. I'm just trying to see if any of that's going to pull, like, a secondary attempt. Huh. No? No, Mr. Hamilton, nothing further is coming up for you. Are these credit cards?
Yeah.
That's quite certain what I'm what it, it may be then. Well, Mr. Hamilton, at this point, my best advice for you would be to try and contact the card company, the credit card company, and see if there's any type of block they would have for us against your account to see if they can let the charge go through for you.
Yeah.
Because trust me, sir, I would love for you to, you know, try the product out. Give it a go and see how well it would work for you. If I could get that order placed, I would. But we just don't have that ability, you know, through the phone.
Okay. So I got to call up the credit card company.
I would. That would be my next best advice is to call them, let them know what you're trying to sign up for, that it is on a, you know, a trial basis, and see if they'll let it go through for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Hamilton. Thanks for calling customer support, and have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.